so funny.
Okay, here we go. Okay, folks, time is 6:52 p.m. We'll reconvene the open meeting and take action as appropriate on matters discussed in the closed meeting. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, to reappoint Garland K. Potvin as the alternative municipal court judge for a term of 2 years from October 1st, 2020, with a 3% raise increase.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ryder.
I'll second that motion, Mayor.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes. Okay,
thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, and the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Okay, next item, number nine, old business. I see none.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay, next item, number 10, new business. Number one, discuss and consider authorizing the City of Harker Heights Coronavirus Relief Fund, CRF, Small Business Grant Program, and take the appropriate action. City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. And I actually mistyped this one. It should say Assistant City Manager. So I will now pass it off to our City Manager, Jerry Ball.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. This is Jerry Bark, Assistant City Manager. As you may recall, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, better known as the CARES Act, established a Coronavirus Relief Fund, the CRF. This fund was established to make payments for specified uses to states and local governments. The funds were distributed differently based on a number of things, including the populations. Cities over 500,000 population received a direct allocation in their CRF funds. The second category was cities in a county with over 500,000 in population received their CRF allocation directly from that county. And the third category, cities in a county of 500 or less population apply for their CRF funds from the Texas Division of Emergency Management from the state, and that's the category that we fall in. Funding was based on the allocation of $55 per capita, which we qualify for $1.7 million. To receive this funding, we must meet certain parameters when expensing that allocation, such as 75% must be spent or allocated on three items: medical expense, public health expense, and payroll expense. The other 25% must be spent or allocated on expenses of actions to facilitate compliance with COVID-19, expenses associated with provisions of economic support, and any other COVID-19 expense reasonably necessary to function. We have submitted our CRF certification, which means we immediately qualify for 20% of that total fund of our allocation, which actually equates to $357,874. We have received that funding within this last week. Of that 20% allocation amount, we must still abide by the 75-25 rule recently mentioned. Staff has developed a funding proposal for your consideration tonight. It's a small business grant that totals the 25% allocation. That total amount is $89,468.50. Mayor and Council, we have partners on this venture. The city has collaborated with the Central Texas Council of Government, CITCOG, to administer this program. They will receive and score all these applications. Our chamber has also reviewed the application and will assist us in getting the word out to our business community. CITCOG is currently administering Bell County's small business grant program and the City of Belton's small business grant program. Staff is classifying this small business grant application as phase one, which only accounts, again, for the initial 20% allocation. Once this initial 20% allocation is accounted for, then the remaining funds can be released to the city, and then at that time, staff will reconsider additional grant programs at that time. Mayor and Council, I also want to recognize that we have Ms. Anna Barge. She's the Special Projects Coordinator for CITGOG. She's dialed in this evening to answer any questions that I may not be able to answer for you. At this time, I want to point out a few of the grant details of the program, which begins on page 3 in your packet. For full disclosure, I do want to tell you that staff didn't reinvent this wheel. We kind of utilized Bell County's small grant program as well as City of Belton's and kind of pieced that together to make our grant program. The small grant criteria that you will notice, there's two blank spots on the top, the application period. After discussions with Central Texas Council of Governments, it's going to be our recommendation to do a short window, a two-week window. That's what Bell County did, and that's what the City of Belton did. My recommendation is going to be to open the period on Monday, October 5th at 8 a.m. and close that window on Friday, October 16th at 5 p.m. This allows us 2 weeks to get the word out to our business community. The maximum amount per business is $3,000. Up until the total amount funded was $89,468.50. There's a couple of criterias I just kind of want to go over. I'm not going to go over all of them. But to be eligible, must be locally owned and independent business, must have 50 or fewer full-time equivalents, must have a physical and publicly accessible location within Harker Heights in a commercial building or business district, cannot be a home-based business, and must have been considered a non-essential business during disaster declarations. And the definition of the examples are from the state. Some of the ineligible business requirements, you cannot apply if you're a franchise or nonprofit, real estate developer or investor, governmental, taxing agency or department, a hobby business, a gambling business, a lobbying organizations or political organizations, sexually oriented business, pawn shops, or just to name a few. These funds can be used for payroll costs for employees, contract labor, supplier payments, rent, lease, or mortgage payments, utility payments for business properties, excluding personal residence, and PPE and sanitation supplies and equipment, or to name a few. There's still a couple of things that we will add to the application. One of those I kind of highlighted in yellow at the bottom of that page. We will add the CITGOG contacts. Anna Barge and Urian Nelson will be our points of contact for that, and we'll be able to access these application online and send it online. Additionally, to the grant will be an attachment with scoring criteria, which should be on your council dais. That is a recommendation from Central Council, CITGOG, excuse me. There are four categories that total 50 points. And there's also the application that is actually in your packet too as well that states those requirements. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that the council may have.
Councilmember Ryder.
Yes, Jerry, what was the start date again on that? Monday the what?
October 5th.
October 5th. And it ends when?
October 16th, Friday.
October 5th through the 16th.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Jerry, with our partnership with CITGOG, what are they charging us for their services?
There's
no charge?
No, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Councilmember McCann.
Makes the final decision on who gets what? Is it all through CITGOG and they administer the entire thing start to finish, or does the city have any say? Do we?
CITGOG will make the, they'll score the grants and they'll send them to us.
Got it.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Bart? Councilmember Fontaine, do you have a question for Mr. Bart on this item?
No, Mayor, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I see you. Okay. This is new business. Okay, do you have a motion by the council? Tim Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion. To approve the authorization of the City of Harker Heights Coronavirus Relief Fund, CRF, Small Business Grant Program.
Okay, and Councilmember McCann.
I'd love to second this one, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four. Vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously. And Mr. Bark, just want to thank you and the coordination with the folks over at CITCOG. This is really something really good, and hopefully we'll have more to come as time goes by. Thank you. Okay, next item under new business, number two, discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending 33.36 and 33.39 of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances by redefining the membership, appointment of officers, qualifications of members, and duties of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. This is Jeff Ashay, Parks and Recreation Director. The Parks and Rec Department is amending various portions of Chapter 33 of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances, which pertains to our Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. These amendments will do the following. 33.36, they will remove the appointment of one high school and one middle school representative to the board. This is just an area that we have not utilized, but we will be reaching out to Knights of the Round Table and various student organizations to try to get young people involved with Parks and Recreation. 33.36, we will add the requirement to appoint a chairperson and a vice chairperson within the board. And 33.39, we will change to providing a copy of the board meeting minutes to the City Council. And when applicable, we will I will let you know what they vote on certain items. Staff does recommend approving these amendments to the Code of Ordinances related to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the Parks and Recreation Director? Okay, hearing none, do I have a motion? Mr. Ryder.
Yes, Mayor. Make a motion to approve an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending 33.36 and 33.39 of the Code of Ordinances by redefining the membership, appointment of officers, qualifications of members, and duties of the Parks and Rec Advisory Board based upon the staff's recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Nicholas.
I second that, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four. Votes yes.
Okay. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously 5-0. Item number three under new business, discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending 33.71 and 33.73 of the Code of Ordinances, repealing 33.74 and creating 33.72 of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances by redefining the membership and meeting requirements of the Tree Advisory Board and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff Ashay, Parks and Recreation Director. The Parks and Recreation Department is also amending various portions of the Code of Ordinances that pertains to the Tree Advisory Board. The Tree Advisory Board is also our Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. They serve on both of these. The amendments will do the following. 33.71, same as Parks and Rec Advisory Board, provide a copy to the board minute of the board minutes to the City Council. 33.72, change the number of members as it is listed in the Code of Ordinances from 5 to 6 so that it matches the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. And same as the Parks and Rec Advisory Board, 33.72, add appointments of chairperson and vice chairperson to the board. So again, we recommend approval of these changes to the ordinances, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Question for you, Jeff, on the number from going from 5 to 6, you're going to an even number. Do you anticipate any voting ties, or how are you going to resolve that?
So the way that we're going to do that is the chairperson will not have a vote. They will lead the meeting, similar to what you all do. They'll serve a mayoral role there.
Okay.
So we'll have 5 voting members.
Okay. Well, you'll have, so the 6 is including the chairperson and the vice chairperson then?
Correct.
Okay. So, okay.
Good. Any other questions from the council? Okay. Thank you. It's new business. Do I have a motion? Councilmember Nicholas.
I make a motion to approve an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending 33.71 and 33.73 of the Code of Ordinances, repealing 33.74 and creating 33.72 of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances by redefining the membership and meeting requirements of the Tree Advisory Board. Based upon...
Mayor, this is Jackson.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, thank you. And Mr. Ryder?
Yes, Mayor, I'll second that motion.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Fontaine, go ahead.
I just want to second.
Okay. All right, we'll have 2 seconds on that. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll go ahead and poll the council. Do we have any further discussion? Other than we'll get 2 seconds. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jennifer McCann, place 1. How do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place 1. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place 4. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place 4. Votes yes.
Okay. Jody Nicholas, place 5. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place 5. I vote yes.
Okay. And the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Item number 4 under new business, discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending 33.23 and 33.24 of the Code of Ordinances by redefining the meetings requirement and power and duty requirements of the Public Safety Commission and take the appropriate action. Police Chief.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Phil Gadd, Chief of Police. The City Secretary asked Fire Chief Paul Sims and I to look over our ordinance over the Public Safety Commission. Upon a review, we are proposing the following changes. Under 33.23, we would like it to read, shall provide minutes of the commission's meeting to the City Council, and upon the Council's request, the chairperson shall appear before the Council to provide a briefing as requested. Under 33.24, it would allow the approval of the members to substitute by an alternative member to reach a quorum to ensure the meetings are orderly and productive. There has been times when we have not been able to hold a quorum and had to reschedule on other occasions. We do recommend these approvals. If you have any questions, I'm available.
Any questions for the police chief? Okay, thank you. And again, it's new business. Do I have a motion? Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I would like to make a motion to approve an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending Statute 33.23 and Statute 33.24 of the Code of Ordinances by redefining the meetings requirement and the power and duty requirements of the Public Safety Commission based upon staff's recommendation and findings.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a second? Mr. Ryder.
Yes. Mayor, I'll second that motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place 1.
This is Jennifer McCann, place 1. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place 4. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place 4. Votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place 5. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place 5. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Moving on, item number 5 under new business. Discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending Section 33.50, paragraph C of the Code of Ordinances to remove the utility superintendent and the Public Works Administrative Assistants from the Stormwater Committee and adding the Assistant Public Works Director and Public Works Customer Relations Supervisor to the Stormwater Committee and take the appropriate action. Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. The City of Harker Heights has completed the second 5-year municipal separate storm sewer system, abbreviated as MS4 general permit cycle. The new MS4 general permit for the city was submitted to the DCEQ in July 2019, with the permit period extending to January 23rd, 2024. The permit is still under review with DCEQ. They're a little bit slow anyways, and then with COVID, it's made it even longer. Each year of the 5-year implementation period, the city has agreed to particular best management practices, or BMPs. The stormwater coordinator coordinates permit compliance, reporting, and oversees all aspects of the stormwater management plan. The purpose of the Stormwater Committee is to ensure compliance with the selected BMPs, track BMP implementation and documentation, keep department heads up to date with ongoing stormwater issues, and solicit input from the public and stakeholders. And the Stormwater Committee meets at least once each year in accordance with the Open Meetings Act. In fact, we will schedule our meeting for next month, sometime in October. Recently, the utility superintendent position was eliminated and the assistant public works director position was created in the public works department. The public works administrative assistant was promoted to a new position titled Public Works Customer Relations Supervisor. So currently, the appointments we have are as follows. The stormwater coordinator is the public works director. The stormwater committee consists of the planning and development director, the building official, the city planner, the utility superintendent, the street drainage and sanitation field supervisor, public works administrative assistant, chief wastewater plant operator, and one city council member. City council members appointed by the mayor in writing, either by memorandum or letter. Council member Nicholas has served on the stormwater committee since 2016. The public works director recommends approving an ordinance amending chapter 33 of the Code of Harker Heights to remove the utility superintendent and the public works administrative assistant from the stormwater committee and adding the assistant public works director and public works customer relations supervisor to the stormwater committee. And I'll be glad to answer any questions for you.
Thank you, Mr. Hyde. Any questions from the council for Mr. Hyde? Okay. Thank you, sir. It's new business. Do I have a motion? Councilmember Nicholas.
I make a motion to approve an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending Section 33.50C of the Code of Ordinances to remove the utility superintendent and the Public Works Administrative Assistant from the Stormwater Committee and adding the Assistant Public Works Director and Public Works Customer Relations Supervisor to the Stormwater Committee based upon staff's recommendation and findings.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a second? Councilmember McCann.
I'd second that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, Jennifer McCann, place 1, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place 1, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item under new business, number six. Discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending sections 33.46 and 33.49 of the Code of Ordinances by redefining the terms, powers, and duties of the Animal Advisory Committee and take the appropriate action. IT Director.
Mayor, City Council, the State of Texas Health and Safety Code Section 823.005 requires the city to appoint an Animal Advisory Committee. This committee is to advise the city on the implementation of Section 823 of the code. This committee must be comprised of at least one licensed veterinarian, one county or municipal official, one person whose duties involve the daily operation of animal shelter, and one representative from an animal welfare organization. The members of this committee must meet at least three times a year. Currently in Section 3346, we set a term limit of two consecutive terms for members. We want to do away with the term limit for our members. It's oftentimes hard to find people willing to dedicate their life to or dedicate their time to assisting on the Animal Advisory Committee. And so when we do get good people on there, we'd like to have them be able to go up for re-election as opposed to pushing them off of the committee. Section B stipulates that the committee is to assure that subjects and projects contemplated or in progress that contain overlapping areas of interest are made known to senior officials. This is really outside the scope of 823 and it should just be removed from the ordinance. Section 33.49C stipulates the election of a chairperson and vice chairperson. This is an advisory committee, and what we want to do is we want to specify our shelter veterinarian as the chairperson and our shelter manager as the vice chairperson. That way we can streamline the committee and just get business done as quickly as possible. Section 33.49 currently requires the committee, the chairperson of the committee, to permit to present a synopsis to the City Council once a year. We want to remove this requirement and provide minutes from the each meeting to the City Council as opposed to one big synopsis over the year. Staff recommends approving a motion amending Section 33.46 and 33.49 by redefining the terms, powers, and duties of the Animal Advisory Commission. I'm available to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. Any questions from the council for the IT director? Thank you. Hearing none, do I have a motion? And Mr. Ryder.
Yes, Mayor. I make a motion amending the Section 33.46 and Section 33.49 of the Code of Ordinance by redefining the terms, powers, and duties of the Animal Advisory Committee based upon staff recommendations and findings.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a second? Councilmember McCann.
I'll second that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four. Votes yes.
Okay. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item under new business, number seven. Discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending 33.01, 33.02, 33.03, 33.04, and 33.05 of the Code of Ordinances by redefining the membership, appointment of officers, qualifications of members, and duties of the Library Board, and take the appropriate action. The Library Director.
The Library Department is amending various portions of Chapter 33 of the Code of Ordinances. I would ask that we would amend those of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances pertaining to the Library Board. The amendments are, in most cases, clarifying and simplifying some language. And so that is most of what the changes will be. However, I'd like to point out a couple. In 3301 and 33.03, we'd like to do some condensing in that particular one, combining part of 3303 into 3301. For 3302, we would like to, again, simplify some wording for consistency with other boards and providing the library director as a, or a designee as a secretary for the board. Also, in 33.04, we'd like to again simplify some wording, do some condensing, and change the requirement from meeting quarterly to meeting four times a year as is appropriate to just fit the programming schedule of the library and often the people who are on our library board as well. They tend to meet in the fall and the spring instead of quarterly, but they meet numerous times in the fall and the spring. And then lastly, for 33.05, we'd like to again restate those functions and make those restatements such that a person who is reading and might be interested in the board can ask, what does the library board do? And that would be a really great thing to say, here we go, this is what we're actually doing. We would like to restate the duties as well as adding the library board members that they would act as members of a materials review committee in the event that a in the event that a formal written petition for review of materials would be filed. They would actually be our first level review committee. Also, to change the yearly report to be a written report that we would be giving to the council. I would be happy to answer any of your questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Library Director, Councilmember Nicholas?
Thank you, Mayor. How many people do you have on the board?
We currently have seven members on the board, and we would be keeping that number.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the council? Okay, thank you.
This is Dave Mitchell, City Manager. I just want to add that if you pass this tonight, Lisa slipped it in there. Next time, we all have to sit crisscross applesauce while she presents this to us.
That would make me extremely happy if you would do that. I can't even explain how happy that would make me.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing none, do I have a motion, Councilmember McCann?
I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending 33.01, 33.02, 33.03, 33.04, and 33.05 of the Code of Ordinances by redefining the membership, appointment of officers, qualifications of members, and duties of the library board based upon staff's recommendations and findings.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
John Ryder, place four. Votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item under new business, number eight. Discuss and consider approving a request from Robin Fisher for an event at the Skipshaw Park Pavilion in excess of 10 people on Friday, October 23rd, 2020, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff Ashay, Parks and Recreation Director, bringing some more small, socially distanced events to Harker Heights. On July 2nd, 2020, Governor Greg Abbott issued a proclamation that gave mayors and county judges the ability to impose restrictions on some outdoor gatherings over 10 people. So outdoor gatherings that are in excess of 10 people that are not specifically granted by the governor are prohibited unless the mayor or the city council, in this case, of the city in which the gathering is held, approves the gathering. So in accordance with this directive, Robin Fisher is seeking approval for a request to hold an event at the Skipshaw Park Pavilion on Friday, October 23rd, 2020, from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. for a group of no more than 50 people. You'll remember this 2 weeks ago, Robin Fisher and the Church of Latter-day Saints are actually hosting some events at our other facilities as well, and Skipshaw Park was supposed to be included in that. This park specifically is actually going to be capped at 30 people. This rental is for their elderly and immunocompromised members of their congregation. All of the same details as the event that was presented 2 weeks ago pertain to this as well, which was that They will be served individually wrapped ice creams. They will be socially distanced and all wearing masks. So I will be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you. Councilmember McCann. Do you have a question?
I do.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask you if you had gotten any feedbacks from the previous events, since there were quite a few, like the voter registration one, and just curious.
Yeah, we've actually, this is Jeff Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. We actually have gotten some feedback from renters and from attendees that just said that they appreciated the ability to do the events, and also that you know, they were happy to see that some of these things were put in place, so they felt safe going to these events. So they're very appreciative of the process.
Okay, any other questions for the Parks and Recreation Director? Okay, it's new business. Do I have a motion? Councilmember McCann.
I make a motion. I'd like to make a motion, Mayor, please, to approve the request from Robin Fisher for an event at Skipjaw Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Friday, October 23rd, 2020.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Nicholas.
I second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place one, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item under new business, number nine. Discuss and consider approving a request from Jordan Glenn for a facility rental at the Purser Family Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Friday, September 25th, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. In accordance with that previous directive, Jordan Glenn is seeking approval for a request to rent the Purser Park Pavilion on Friday, September 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for a group of approximately 50 people. I spoke with Mr. Glenn, and there is a 0% chance, according to Mr. Glenn, that there will be anyone over the age of 65 attending this event. And he assured me that masks will be mandated when not eating or drinking. That they will have spaced out tables and they will provide sanitation stations. I will tell you, this is a military event. It's a family day, and I think that a lot of this is coming from above him as well, but he was very assuring that these protocols will be followed. So I will be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, any questions for Parks and Recreation Director? Hearing none, do I have a motion? Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is Michael Bompas, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion to approve the request from Jordan Glenn for an outdoor facility rental at the Purser Family Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Friday, September 25th, 2020.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ryder.
Yes, Mayor, I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item?
One real quick question here.
Okay,
the,
go ahead.
Beer pong, how do you play beer pong without a mask?
Well, they'll also have to play beer pong without beer because there is no alcohol allowed.
Good answer. Thank you.
Unless it's somewhere in the next six taps.
Right. It could be like near beer. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got that all that good. A motion. We have a second. We have any other questions or comments? Okay, thank you. I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item on new business, number 10. Discuss and consider approving a request from Kelsey Martin for a facility rental at the Carl Levin Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Saturday, October 10th, 2020, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. Again, in accordance with that previous directive, Kelsey Martin is seeking approval for a request to rent the Carl Evan Park Pavilion on Saturday, October 10th from 1 to 5 p.m. for a group of approximately 20 to 30 people. This is for a gender reveal slash baby shower. They have said that there are no individuals over the age of 65 attending, and they are going to be assuring that attendees from outside the household will social distance or wear a mask when social distancing is not possible. So I will be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, any questions to the Parks and Recreation Director? Okay, are these questions or, okay, question, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Just one quick question, Jeff, on their gender reveal. They're not planning on any pyrotechnics, sorry.
This is Jeff Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. I was going to say that, and I left it out. But no, they will not have pyrotechnics at the park.
All
right. Yeah, I'm glad we got that.
The rain will help if they do.
Yeah. Glad we got that settled. Okay, any other questions for Parks and Recreation Director? Okay, it's new business to have a motion. Councilmember McCann.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the request from Kelsey Martin for an outdoor facility rental at the Carl Levin Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Saturday, October the 10th, 2020.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Nicholas.
I second that motion.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place one, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, three, I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Next item under new business, number 11. Discuss and consider approving a request from Dalton Rudd for a facility rental at the Carl Levin Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Saturday, October 3rd, 2020, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you again, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. Dalton Rudd is seeking approval for a request to rent the Carl Levin Park Pavilion on Saturday, October 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For a group of what is supposed to be between 25 and 50 people, but this is a drop-off event for the Boys Matter to Men mentorship program where folks will be donating personal hygiene items for the members of this mentorship program. So it won't be 25 to 50 people there at the same time. They will have no individuals over the age of 65, and the volunteers will be wearing masks throughout the duration of this event. I can answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the Parks and Recreation Director? Seeing none, back to the council. Do we have a motion? Mr. Ryder?
Yes, Mayor. I make a motion to approve a request from Dalton Rudd for an outdoor facility rental at the Carl Levin Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Saturday, October 3rd, 2020.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place one, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
John Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Next item under new business, number 12. Discuss and consider approving a request from Somalia Huggins for a special events permit to host an outdoor event at South Star Bank SSB located at 905 East FM 2410 in Harker Heights, which will have in excess of 10 people on Thursday, October 15th, 2020, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. This event is a little bit different. Somalia Huggins is seeking approval for a request to hold a family movie night out on Thursday, October 15th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at South Star Bank with approximately 50 people in attendance. This event will be open to the public, but they are capping it at 50 people. South Star Bank and Somalia Huggins did fill out the special events permit with the city. They were doing so essentially just to make sure that they were following the protocols that the city was putting out there for events over 10 people. They did include a map of what the event will look like in their parking lot, and they did include that they will manage social distancing, have extra masks and sanitizing stations set up and available for all guests that attend, and they will also be providing porta-johns. They also are going to have markers throughout the parking lot that designate 6 foot of social distancing like you would see in a grocery store or something similar. So with that, I will be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Parks and Recreation Director? Hearing none, it's new business. Do I have a motion? Councilmember McCann.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the request from Somalia Huggins for a special events permit to host an outdoor event at South Star Bank, SSB 905 East FM 2410, which will have in excess of 10 people on Thursday, October 15th, 2020.
Okay, Councilmember Nicholas.
I second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four. Votes yes.
Thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Includes new business. Next item, number 11, reports on advisory boards and commissions. Okay, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. On September the 14th, Monday, in Temple, I attended the Bell County Health District quarterly meeting. The big takeaway from this meeting that I'll highlight here is the vaccine planning for COVID-19. They anticipated coming out the time of the meeting very, very imminently, but you know, there's news back and forth on the, you know, there's problems here or there, but it's unclear if that's actually going to hold things up much or long. But they're planning right now to execute the vaccine plan distribution with the pod plan in place that we're working with our EMS here, so all municipalities will get one of these primary distribution sites, and there'll be a closed pod for the nursing home. They're anticipating this is going to be a two-shot series, separated by about 14 days. Once the individual receives the shot, it does not immunize you immediately. It takes approximately 10 to 14 days for you to build up antibodies for your body to be able to fight the infection. So we're just staying tuned, and hopefully it comes out sooner rather than later, so we can, you know, get people inoculated and hopefully put this behind us and we can move forward. So that's all I have to report on that.
Okay, thank you. Any other reports of advisory boards and commissions? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item 12, which is items from the council. Anything from the council? Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Mayor Pro Tem Michael Blomquist. Just wanted to highlight on the farmer's market. I know the city manager will probably talk about it, but it's still going strong. We had more vendors out there this last weekend, which was very happy to see. We had peaches and pecans out there, so they went fast. So you've got to get there early if you're going to get some of the fresh harvest out there. So come on out. There are 6 more weekends, which will culminate on Halloween for the last farmer's market. And I anticipate they'll probably be dressing up for costumes for that day. So thank you.
Anything else from the council? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item 13, staff reports. Receive and discuss the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. And you do have a city manager's report in front of you that has a lot of good information. And I appreciate Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist for covering the farmer's market. And I will let his word stand for that. Please take a chance, if you get a chance to read through this. It has a lot of good information from our directors on good happenings in the city. And if you don't have any questions, that concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Any questions for city manager? Okay, see none. Okay, item number 14, announcements, and just a couple items real quick from the mayor. We've had a long, long night tonight. Just past Saturday, I attended the Project Overwatch gathering at HHPD, and Chief and the other officers were there. I think it was a really good, good event. It really shows a different narrative of people that recognize the value of our police and our, all of our public service officers. So again, congratulations to you and to all of your officers that participated in that, as well as for those organizations, the motorcyclists that came to Harker Heights to show their appreciation. Also, the recent meetings for CITCOG, I participate in that, Central Texas Council of Governments, and KTEMPO, the Clean Temple Metropolitan Planning Organizations. We've been doing those remotely. So again, those actions continue to move forward. And some of the individuals that Mr. Bark mentioned tonight, I have frequent conversations with them as well. And last time, I'd encourage the citizens to visit the Central Fire Station. We had some public publicity on that recently, as far as the monument that was placed out there through the vision class from the Chamber of Commerce. And they did a heck of a job on doing that. And we had some good press coverage on that. But again, congratulations to the Chamber, the Vision Class, and also Chief Sims and all of his people on that. I think we've earned our nickel tonight. The time is 7:44, and we're adjourned. This